Matthew chapter 12. We know this story. I'll read from verse 25. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Matthew chapter 12. I'm going to read from verse 25. But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, he says, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself, how then will his kingdom stand? Verse 27, and if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? It says, therefore, they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first what? Binds the strong man. Then he would plunder his house. It says, he who is with me, he who is not with me is against me, but he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. I'm going to skip to verse 43. And then still Jesus saying, verse 43 says, and when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest and finds none. Then he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, if he says he finds it empty, swept and put in order, then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than him. He says, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first. So shall it also be with the wicked generation. That was a mouthful. I've said that to say a number of things. The word of God is the surest form of deliverance. The word of God is the surest form of deliverance. Gatekeepers. When we talk about gatekeepers, there are two primary gatekeepers to your mind. What you see and what you hear. What you see has the ability to limit or inspire you. What you hear has the ability to slow you down. For some, people have said negative things about you, and just those words is taking months, if not years, for you to recover or for you to continue what it is that you're doing. I fell victim of that. My SS3, my teacher brought me in front of the class and humiliated me. I mean, when she finished with me, I told my parents I'm not going to school again because of the words she spoke over me. And those things haunted me for years. But one of the things, when deliverance came, it came through the word of God. And it was one of the motivations I actually had when I wrote my first book, because she made certain declarations and I said, these declarations cannot come to pass. Why am I saying this? I am saying this morning. As we go into a time of praying, we will be praying and God will be speaking. Your greatest asset is the word of God, putting it before your very eyes and what you hear. When you look in Psalm 24, verse 7, to verse 10, it says, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. So if my mind is a gatekeeper, in the story I read about Jesus earlier, talking about binding the strong man in this case is you, the house in this case is you. You should not give access, which is what you are seeing or what you are hearing. You should not give access without knowing who you are giving access to. Praise God. You should not give access without knowing who you are what giving access to. Why? Because your eye is a gatekeeper and your ear is a gatekeeper. So whatever it is that you are looking at, you will start to look like. Whatever it is that you are listening to, you will start to walk towards. There is something about you keeping what it is that you are listening to and what it is that you are seeing. If you don't like where you are going, change what it is that you are seeing. If you don't like the way your life is going, change what you are seeing, change what you are hearing. And then the last portion in all this piece is what you say, what you speak. We'll go into that when we go into a time of prayer. But I wanted to lay the framework of your mindset. I wanted to lay the framework of what it is that you are seeing. I wanted to lay the framework of what it is that you are listening to. We have just established Jesus saying, look, you can bind a strong man. I have no doubt, particularly in this time of praying and fasting, that strongholds are broken. Strongholds are broken. I have no doubt about that. What I want to encourage you is that you don't go back. I was having a conversation with Pastor Emmanuel and we're talking, and he said, we're talking about the fact that the things that we have begun to do this year, God help us stay in that light. For some of you have been praying, you have been fasting, you have been spending time in your word. What are you doing? You are binding the strong man. You are binding the strong man. I know we are Africans, and I know, well, one house, so I know most of us are of African descent, and we like the supernatural. We like people falling. We like, you know, manifestations. We like all those things. But I'm telling you, all those things are not as powerful as the Word of God. The Word of God is the surest form of prophecy. It's the most potent force you and I will ever come in existence with. God has placed His Word above His name. It's used His Word to create. At the mention of when God speaks, things must but obey. It's that same word that you and I have to read. One of the things that we're going to be praying about is generational curses. One of the things that we're going to be speaking about is the spirit of delay. But I wanted to lay a framework. Perhaps you don't fall under the anointing. Perhaps you don't scream or you don't shout, but know this today, that the word of God is the surest form of prophecy. It is the surest form of prophecy. And what do you do to the word of God? You read it. You look at it. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. You hear until it becomes the echo in your system. It becomes to ring within you. You soak it up until when you are squeezed by pressure or life, what comes out is the word of God. The word of God, let me tell you some of the things that the word of God does. The word of God delivers. The word of God heals. The word of God liberates. The word of God brings hope. It gives life. People see. The lame walk. The deaf hear. All through the word of God. Your case is not different. There is nothing that you are going through that the word of God has not made provision for. There is nothing that is too difficult for the word of God. Except it's not in scripture. And even if you have not, it's not in scripture, it's because you haven't taken time to find it out for yourself. Jesus says, lo, I come in the volume of the book that was written concerning me. To do what? To do your will. There are things that God has written concerning you. There are things that God has written concerning me. And He has placed them in His word. Why am I saying this? I am saying this because I want us to pray. We'll spend the last maybe 15 minutes praying. scripture tells us that he sent his word and it healed and delivered. The Bible says that your word in Psalm 25, it says your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. What I'm standing on, where I'm going. God created the heavens and the earth, not by bricklayers, not by construction companies, by his word. In the beginning, God created. How? He spoke things into existence. Some of us are going through situations right now and you are closing your mouth. Pastor has said here, and it's scriptural, a closed mouth is a closed destiny. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. You use words are not just for communication. They are used to create. They are used to shift atmosphere. They are used to speak things into existence. The Bible says that women received their dead back to life by faith. I've come to challenge us this morning as we pray. I don't know about you, but when you look at your Christian life, are you giving it the best that you can? Are you giving it the best that you can? It's not the devil. Sometimes we give the devil more power than he actually has. I'm not saying the devil doesn't come after people and things like that. Are you angry enough about your situation? Are you angry enough about circumstances that you dig for yourself your own well and you begin to draw it? One of the things I love about this house is that Pastor is not raising people that are just going to be calling Pastor, Pastor, Pastor. We are raising people that can dig their own well. That can stand in gap and say, devil, not in my family. Not in this lineage. Let me tell you something. The fight that you don't fight, your children are going to fight that fight. It's natural. If you don't get to a place and bring your family in, the next generation is going to start from where you stopped. I've said all this to inspire us tonight. They are gatekeepers. As I was praying and preparing for this message, one of the things, and that's why I wanted to lay the foundation. It's the word of God that is the foundation. It's the word of God that is the foundation. What are you seeing? God told Jeremiah, he says, okay, I need to use you. And he said, before I formed you, I knew you. I knew or I know what it is that I've placed in you. But the question is, do you know what it is that is in you? And that's why he asked him, what do you see? What do you see? Do you see poverty or do you see riches? Do you see sickness or do you see health? Do you see clarity or do you see confusion? Do you see stagnation or do you see advancement? What do you see? Abraham, come. I'm going to give you, make you a father of many nations. Come here. As far as your eyes can see. The eye is the gatekeeper of your mind. It's the gatekeeper of your mind. I am saying this because after we pray and we leave the four corners of this church today, the rest is up to you. What you are going to do between now and next Sunday. What do you see? Your eyes, the gatekeeper. What are you hearing? Every single thing that you feed will grow. And what you starve will die. Why am I saying this? I'm saying this today because many of us, earlier I was saying that there's angelic activity, and you see things, you see things that are being dropped on people's head, and sometimes people react, sometimes people don't react. I said that because I have no doubt that God is doing new things in your life. God is doing new things in my life. But let's partner with God. And that's why I prayed that first prayer. There are idols that we may have that is taking the place of God. Let's put down those idols. Then, when God is doing whatever he wants to do, we can go wholeheartedly. So what do you see? After God asked Jeremiah that question, Jeremiah answered and said, I see an almond tree. Then God said, you have seen well. Now I am able to perform my word. The question is, couldn't God have performed his word? He's the almighty God. He's the all-powerful God. God is bound by his word. God is bound by his word. The next thing is, what are you hearing? So, talking about eyes, Matthew 13:16, it says, blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Ephesians 1:18 says, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, will give to you something. It says, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. It says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which you have been called. There's something about your eyes. And then 2 Kings 6:17, Elisha prayed. He says, open his eyes, Lord, that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the servant, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire around Elijah. I'm telling you, you cannot just focus on the physical sight. You must be seeing what God is saying. And this is not, oh, you have to be a prophet, you have to be a seer from scripture. If you never see a vision, open vision, or see angels, or see things from a spiritual standpoint, and all you do is read this Bible, and you do what it says, and you believe it, you live a victorious life. It's the manual for living. So what are you seeing? And then the second thing is, what are you hearing? Isaiah 50. Well, let me do 30. Isaiah 30 says, whether you turn to the right or to the left, he says, your ears would hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. What you are hearing. I don't know about you guys. Have you listened to a message before? Or you are in church, hands have been laid on you, the Spirit of God moves. Like you are so pumped up. Like this is it. This is the moment I've been waiting for. And you step out those doors and you make a right. And a thought comes to you. That's what they said last year. That's what they said 2 years ago. And then as you're still battling with that one, you get an email. You didn't get the job. And then you check your phone. Account is -200. I don't know if anybody has. I mean, I've been there. I'm telling you, I've been there. And I'm like, is this thing real? But you have to go back to the word of God. It's what you are hearing. As I was preparing for this, the number of things that God was talking to me about, and it all hinges on the word of God. We've talked about what we are seeing. We've talked about what we are hearing. And then the last bit is our mouth. So for the next 15 minutes, I want us to rise up and I want you to pray. We're going to make prayers. We're going to say things. We're going to say declarations. The first thing is I want you to use your own mouth to create the world that you want to see. If you don't like anything about 2025 so far, use your mouth to create the world that you want to see. I want you to speak concerning your children. I want you to speak concerning your marriage. I want you to speak concerning your walk with God. I want you to speak concerning fear. I want you to speak concerning stagnation. I want you to speak concerning limitations. Things that you have experienced that supposedly has been a stumbling block. I want you to use your own mouth to create the world that you desire. It says, if you delight yourself in me, it says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then whatsoever you desire, I will do. Whatsoever you desire, he says that there is something about God. He can do far above, he can do exceedingly, abundantly, far above things you and I can ask, according to what it is that we ask or think. Use your mouth to create the world you desire. Sickness has a name. Ask it.